And now, friends, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding are pleased as punch to present the CBS Radio Network. Well, here we are coming into the end of another week. Middle of August, just about bye-bye.
Yes, it is. We'll be on the downhill side of it come Monday, huh?
Right. We've got, look, would you dolly in there on camera one, please? Get a close-up of the great, huge Bob and Ray popcorn dish,
Ray,
please.
This is radio. This...
Oh. Well, hang a microphone over it and let all the folks listening hear everyone reaching in for all the free, wonderful popcorn.
I think maybe some of you folks can hear our great Bob and Ray bird, too, back...
I know he's
several days of molding, I guess.
I know he's talking now. You've probably heard him. Hello there, fella. Hello. Hello there,
never
great bird.
When you want him.
You know, funny. Hello, Bob and Ray, great bird.
Hello, bird.
Well, anyway, we have...
Now, don't come here, don't you? I don't shame on you.
Wonderful little fella. Or big bird, I should say.
And, later, we're going to have news about Dave. Big news, too, after.
Big, exciting news about Dave, the missing Bob and Ray whale. Right now, though, I think if we could have a little twinkle toe music, we could go over and visit with the great Mr. Science.
Well, bless my boots, it's little Jimmy Schwab. Come right in, Jimmy.
Hi, Mr. Science. Holy cow. What scientific experiment are we going to have today here in your workshop?
Well, here in the laboratory today, Jimmy, I want to take up a subject which every young boy should know something about. You've heard the expression, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Holy yeah! Gee willikers, I've heard that, Mr. Science.
Well, I guess you know by that our subject today, Jimmy, is going to be gravity and how it works.
Oh, boy. Wait till I get back to school in the fall and tell all the kids I saw the law of gravity working.
Well, we're going to try and make it work if we can, Jimmy. Now, just take
Gee willikers, Mr. Science. Wait till I tell my mom and pop.
Yes. Take this pencil here, Jimmy. Roll it off the edge of the tabletop.
Okay. Wow!
Closely.
It fell right off the edge and hit the floor.
That's exactly right, Jimmy.
Wowee! Wait till I tell a gang I saw that.
Now, do you know why it fell to the floor?
Well, it was no table. It was just fell down.
Came to the edge of the table and fell down. That's because things don't fall up, Jimmy.
Wowee! Wait till I tell the kids things are falling.
Now, we're really learning something today. Now, let's try another experiment.
Oh, gee willikers.
Hold this drinking glass up in the air, Jimmy.
What you have in this drinking glass,
no.
Mr. Science?
Now, let it go. Drop it.
All right. Holy cow, Mr. Science, it broke into a million little pieces on the floor of your workshop.
Because that drinking glass was heavier than the pencil, Jimmy, it fell a greater distance in a quicker time.
Gee willikers. Wowee, Mr. Science, this is the most exciting thing I've ever seen.
Now, gravity also affects people. You said that, Jimmy. Gravity also affects people. Now, if you just climb up on this stepladder, I'm going to show you an interesting experiment which involves you. About the third step will be fine.
Okay, Mr. Science, what now?
Now, jump off, Jimmy.
Jump off, okay.
Ah, are you all right, Jimmy?
Gee whiz, Mr. Science, that hurt.
Well, what?
I'm going to tell my father about
it. Wait a minute, Jimmy.
Please.
Wait a minute. Come back.
Oh, poor little Jimmy Schwab.
Yeah.
Say. Now we'd like to just look at some of the mail that we've received in regard to Dave.
We have one telegram that comes from Lloyd Gordon. He's the news director of WBIG in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And he says that he thought he saw it on the, Yadkin River. The Yadkin River down there in North Carolina.
Do you have any real details on it?
No, I don't believe that's where he is at all.
Bob Wolken and George Bassett down at WGPA in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Our station down there called Kirby Ayers, as a matter of fact, to tell us about it.
Kirby Ayers is one of the directors on this program here at CBS.
They've alerted all their residents on both banks of the Lehigh River to report any sightings of Dave.
Well, we have a, looks like a two-page letter from a Gilbert Feldstein here in New York, and this very interesting letter, and I'm afraid, though, that we couldn't read it. The point is that he suspects a person named Wolfgang Ganoff, or something like that, who started out as a boy stealing sardines.
Oh, yeah.
And here in manhood, he's taking big whales. This is a very interesting letter. We want to thank him very much.
And Bob Hoffman down in Philadelphia isn't quite sure he has the real positive story on Dave, but he thinks he did see him.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere.
But, I tell you, it's going to take more finding, I think. And to help you find
this,
Dave,
is Kirk up in Boston.
We'll send out to you.
What's that, Bob?
We have a picture now that we can send out to anyone who wants it.
You mean Gunpew has drawn the whale?
Yeah, it's from our description, and it's a pretty clear picture of Dave, and I don't think anyone could be mistaken if they did see him and compared it to the picture.
Mm-hmm. Here's another telegram from Perry Woods from... Is this Greenville? Yeah. Greenville, South Carolina. He says, above normal fallout from southwest wind, perchance Dave is on US 29 heading toward Atlanta. Could be. Maybe we could check into that. That seems to make sense. A lady from Boston also writes, Mrs. Cook. So we'll send people this picture, right?
Right. You just drop us a card at CBS 485 Madison Avenue, New York, and...
Say, I think something's fishy, and we'll see if we can get the picture of Dave out to you, so you'll be fully equipped to track him down. Get wind of him, let us know.
Will you be getting it out by return mail, or...?
Well, our staff will be working night and day answering all these requests, I'm sure, Wally, and...
Well, he's going to be mighty busy, then.
It's a lady that we have working over there in the office.
Well, she will be. Then.
She'll be mighty busy, yeah. Well, I think that about covers everything for today, doesn't it? Do you have any questions before we go, anybody?
No.
Audience?
Nothing, audience, huh?
Oh, yes, not. Well, I guess that'll
remember
do it.
Remember, take all your belongings. You can't be responsible for property left here in the studio.
Oh, hey, we want to mention, too, today, Vic Cowan, our director, and Kirby Ayers, and Tom Shee, Joe Cabibbo, and Joe Alonzo. Make our show so great, right?
Well, they contribute.
Have a nice weekend, everybody, and until Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thoughts.
This is the CBS Radio Network.